This recording, New York 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. She was so happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying that much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. Hi! Welcome to Buffalo. If you've never heard of us, well, that's not actually that surprising. While Buffalo, once upon a time, was a big and important area, not so much anymore. We are thoroughly part of the Rust Belt. Yeah, what a great thing. I'm 25 years old, and I've lived in this area for most of my life. I was born in Winchester, Virginia, which is about as far away as you can get from Buffalo. I have no memory of living there. I moved up here when I was about 8 months old. So pretty much all I can tell you about is Buffalo and what it's like to live here. We have terrific hot summers that go into beautiful fall and finally into a bone-chilling winter, which we all conveniently stay in our houses and only go out when we absolutely have to. Shocking that would happen in winter. For some people, winter would be very difficult to survive around here, particularly if you're used to a more mild winter like in Southern California. You won't enjoy Buffalo. We get cold temperatures. Like right now, if the weather is 30 degrees, it's practically balmy. And if you go downtown, the wind gets so bad, you might even go hypothermic if you stay out there for a couple hours. Even if you're used to the area like we are. And let's face it, not everybody here is used to the weather. So you gotta be careful, you know?